From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for March 25, 2014. Though it may seem like a return of Dust Bowl days to some Texas High Plain farmers and ranchers, we're not there yet, at least not quite. Tuesday, I talked to Dr. John Nielsen-Gammon, state climatologist, College Station.
Dust storms over the past few weeks, the dust seems to be mainly being picked up from southeastern Colorado and eastern New Mexico, so we haven't really had a problem with widespread soil loss in Texas yet, but yeah, something that could happen if the dry conditions don't allow for spring green up, which so far they're not allowing for it. Yeah, it's been really quite a dry winter for much of west, central, north Texas. We had decent rains in south Texas and along the coastal plains, but even with that, statewide, it looks like December through February is going to come in about somewhere around the 10th driest on record. Reservoir levels are lower at this time of year than they have been previously during this drought. So if we don't get several months of above normal rainfall, we might see renewed and even increased conflict between agricultural uses of water and municipal industrial uses. It tells the story of the ongoing need for supplemental feeding for cattle in much of the state, as well as potential difficulty in getting crops in the ground.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.